Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. Of motivation, personal empowerment, mind, body, soul. Today we'll cover 7 needs of personal development.
Let me show you the way to go.
So if you would, stick with me for just a few minutes.
I don't know everything, but there's something I do know.
I've
read and heard of
that,
and I'm ready to show that we can come together and think like one.
As we begin the practice of gratitude, just find one thing, just one thing today, right now, that you can be grateful for. One thing that you can become thankful for within your life. That could be your life itself, could be your health. Just take a few moments out of every day, practice gratitude. Practice becoming thankful for the things that you do have. Becoming thankful for quality of life that you have, the quality of health that you have, and the things that you have around you that continue to grow and support you. So find one thing right now to be grateful for. And if you can just humble yourself for just a moment, for just a few minutes, to become thankful for your life, to become thankful for your health, and again, to become thankful for the things that you do have. This is the initial practice of humility, and that's humbling yourself. That's soothing the ego and beginning to see yourself in a different way. And that practice is bringing down the ego and building up the you, the individual that exists within you, the life force, the energy. So now we transition into forgiveness. Right now, if you can, find one thing, just one thing, to forgive yourself for. You don't have to search the archives of your mind. Just for a moment, humble yourself to say, I forgive you for the you is your bad choices, yourself, your decisions, the things that you decided that could have been harmful or hurtful to someone else. If you would right now, just forgive yourself. Just practice forgiveness right now. And then take a moment to forgive someone else. And this forgiveness is a strong piece within the empowerment because it allows you to clean your slate, to begin your day anew, fresh, a clean slate, starting over every day with forgiveness in your heart and your mind. And so if you will, find that one thing, that one something, that one someone to forgive right now. Forgive and let go. Forgive yourself, forgive others. Relax and release. Release the hurt. Release the frustration. Release the memory. Release the pain. Forgiveness is so important because it releases you from harboring and holding on to old things. And the practice is to be able to, as much as possible, to live in the now. So if you would, just for a moment, be in the now, letting go of the past and sitting firmly in the moment right where you are today, and every day. So let's talk about now the seven C's as a foundation for personal development and personal empowerment. And those seven C's are simply the covenant. That's the first C. And that covenant is a bonding, unbreakable agreement that you make with yourself and then with others. And so it's a foundation for a moral character, if you will, and talking about the things that you will and won't do. And you have to be able to get to a point in your life where you begin to honor your covenants. And that's the agreements that you just don't break. And so it's honoring yourself first. And if you would begin to make covenants with yourself, bonding unbreakable agreements that you hold with yourself first, because the practice is with you. Because if you could get good at practicing holding and honoring covenants with yourself, then you are more than likely very successful at honoring your covenants with others. And so if you will begin to practice developing a covenant, and that covenant could be anything. Make an agreement with yourself about, for example, I will practice forgiveness. Make that agreement and then make that a part of your life. And it's a daily practice of working on yourself. And so with the covenant is that bonding, unbreakable agreement. And that is supported with commitment. And the commitment is I am making a decision. I'm making a choice to support my covenant. I'm making a choice right now to consistently work on becoming committed to the practice of doing what it is that I say I'm going to do. And so, for example, if you have a weight loss goal and you make a bonding, unbreakable agreement with yourself, then you have to follow through with it. And your commitment to that is the support. It is the follow through. It is the anchor that holds the covenant together. It's the glue, if you will. And then after the commitment is made, then you have to be consistent at honoring your commitment to holding your covenant and honoring your covenant. And so they work together. So today we'll practice thinking about and talking about consistency and how important consistency is to your personal growth, development, and empowerment. As you go along and as you grow, you will see that the key piece to any empowerment program, I don't care where it is or who it is or who developed it, it has to have a process involved. With this particular process, it is very important that you are consistent at a daily practice of honoring your commitment to doing what it is that you say you want to do. You have to be able to do it every day. You have to do it regularly. And you have to honor that with a strong desire to make sure that you do the things that you say you're going to do. It is holding yourself to a higher standard, holding yourself to some truths about what it is that you want to be about as a person, as an individual, as a male or female. It is holding yourself true to what it is that you say you believe in. And so as you continue to practice growing, whatever your belief system is or your religion is, you have to consistently practice believing what it is that you say you're all about. And so the belief and the practice go together. You have to consistently practice working on yourself. You have to consistently practice becoming motivated. You have to consistently practice becoming empowered. You have to work on yourself every day. So the consistency is every day, one day at a time, working on yourself, doing the things that you know you need to do to improve yourself, to become empowered, to become a better person. And the whole goal here is to become the best person that you can be today and every day. It's working on yourself. And that work is not strenuous. Most of it is mental. Some of it is emotional. And some of it is physical. But the physical part is you making a consistent effort to do. It is the action, it is the activity, it is the effort. And the effort is just simply trying to do it every day. So if you had a weight loss goal, your practice would be to consistently make a commitment to doing whatever it is that you say you're going to do today and every day. It is working on yourself. And you have to say, I will work on myself. This consistency of working on yourself and reaching your goals is a part of developing the self-discipline that you need to become whatever it is that you want to be, to become whoever it is that you want to be. But the consistency develops a self-discipline, and it requires you to support your covenant by being committed. And so your consistent acts and your consistent efforts every day will build you. It will make you stronger. It will develop your courage. It will develop your desire and your sense for accomplishing your goals today and every day. The quest is, the journey is, the goal is to work on yourself, to improve yourself, and to become a better person today and every day. And all you have to do is simply try to work on yourself. Develop a goal. Develop a covenant with yourself. I will do this. I must do this. I shall do what it is that I say I'm going to do to get better every day. And it is the seven C's of personal empowerment that begins with the covenant. And if you can begin to develop a covenant today, a bonding, unbreakable agreement that you make with yourself, not to anyone else right now, it's just to yourself, of becoming committed, becoming whole, becoming very, very much desirous. You have to desire change. You have to want it. You have to practice it. You have to see it. You have to seek it. You have to feel it. You have to become determined to honor your covenant by making that commitment to it. And the more that you honor your commitment, you consistently honor your commitment with daily effort, daily practice, then you will see that your life will begin to change. It's just these three steps, simple steps, every day. And so as we combine them now, you start your day with gratitude. You start your day with becoming humble and keeping yourself humble and not making yourself bigger than anyone else. And then practicing forgiveness. And then if you would set a goal and make a bonding, unbreakable agreement, a covenant with yourself that you will be committed to achieving this goal, and then becoming consistent every day at working on it, you will see that you will become in the process of growing and becoming empowered. And the empowerment process is a daily process, working on yourself, growing, changing, evolving, and becoming. And you can become the best person that you can be every day with just developing these simple tools, a simple foundation for personal empowerment, a simple foundation for working on yourself, and becoming the best person that you can be today and every day. Practice the seven C's of personal development and personal empowerment. Develop a covenant. To it today and every day, and practice becoming consistent, and you have it. Start your day with gratitude. Work on yourself. Become the best person that you can be. I'm Marvin Rome. This has been Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. Go out to my website, www.theempowerment.weebly.com, for more empowerment information. We have great life coaching programs. We have all types of programs. If you find something that interests you, give me a call. We can sit and talk and develop a program that works for you. These are just tools that you can use to work on yourself today and every day. There's something out there for you. I'm quite sure that if you're interested in learning and growing, there. Have a great day. Become peaceful. Work on yourself. Love on someone else and become the best person that you can be today and every day. Peace. I think I-